Laser. Okay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
You're
sorry to give it up.
That's okay.
He's already been approved. But whatever makes you.
You know what? It's 1:24. I'm not going to sit here. Let's talk about it after we
leave. Whatever.
All right.
Whatever. Small potatoes.
Hey, Cheryl, I gave out all the books already. They're at everybody's place, so they already have it.
Okay.
What?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Sheree, I'm good. I'm glad.
All right.
The pastor is holiday park, right? Oh, never guessed.
Holiday park.
Just holiday park,
no,
lowercase. The password for just guessed is holiday park, all lowercase, correct?
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to close that door.
Oh gosh, yeah, get the baby coming.
There it is. I turned this thing down last week and it still went off. So I'm going to shut it off this time.
I think about that.
Here's that one thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
It's charging right
now. You sure that? Oh.
Are you trying to log into like our side of the internet or anything?
Yes.
Just to get where is this computer?
I just want to make sure that it's not working.
All right.
Okay, I'll make sure.
And then I'll put the key in the record.
show and hear that. I turn my speaker way down, so when someone speaks, I can kind of that's where they get the feedback.
Hey Cheryl, I gave everybody a copy of the About Us book with all the changes and things ready and good to go.
All right, that sounds good. Let's see how that process goes from here until it's done.
Plenty of headaches.
Yeah, right.
Stacy, do we have other board members in the hall that aren't on the video?
Yes, the majority of them aren't.
Okay, so we have more than four members. Mm-hmm. Everybody's here, okay.
Everybody's physically here, obviously, but you.
Okay.
You're up in Michigan?
Michigan, freezing.
It's 80 degrees today.
It's 28 here.
Oh my gosh. Bless your heart.
Oh, well.
Is it at least snowing?
No. Nope.
At least if it's going to be that cold, let it snow.
No, this is our ground here.
Oh. It's remnants of snow.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning might be different, they're saying. See. Are we about ready to start?
Me and Cheryl. I believe we are.
Jack, are you ready to start?
I did put a little sign on everybody's mic to speak into their mic within 2 to 4 inches of it so that we can all hear it.
Cheryl, do you hear us?
I can barely hear you. Let me see if I can turn up my video, my sound. I don't know. Where's my... Yeah. Somebody should be unmuted, Diane. No one is. None of the members are unmuted. Who is? Oh, Jack. Okay.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Will you call roll, please, Cheryl?
Pardon me?
Proceed with roll call.
Did we already call the meeting to order and do the pledge and everything?
Yes.
Oh, I missed all that? I was on before 1:30. All right. Jack?
Here.
Carol Summers? Keith Richard?
Here.
Carol Moore? Here. Carol Steinler? Harry Steimer?
Here.
James Zellner?
Here.
Beverly Elias?
Here.
Cynthia Bodo?
Here.
Paul Goblick?
Here.
And Cherie Morris, District Manager?
Here.
Thank you. I need the time that the meeting was called to order.
1:32.
I was on. How did I miss that?
We were muted, Cheryl.
That might do it.
Okay, Chairman's announcements. Did all the board of trustees have a copy from Carl Bone in their boxes relative to Sunshine Law and that kind of thing? About 8 or 10 pages. Okay, we'll check that out and see where that is.
I did not get that before I left.
Second time.
Yeah.
What are you people?
This computer right here. Read that.
Up here at the bocce table? Okay. Secondly, I want to just respond to a note that came to the trustees from our district manager. And what I want to say, another one of these teaching moments, you're not hearing.
I say that every week. I usually say the front and everybody, but actually, the button is saying, just don't leave and raise your voice. Thank you. Please do your best.
I can't hear.
What I am responding to is here you see 9 people. Well, 9 is Cheryl, who's here on our screen. As a city board, we are directed to provide action in the park. Separately, we are nothing. Separately, we are nothing. As a board, we are empowered to give direction. Now, as an example, this form that was filled out on December 22nd, I think this is outlined by as an individual board member, I can't go to Sharif's office and say, you must do this, or you mustn't do that. I can, as a board representative, chairman, taking the message to the district manager. But I can't tell her, you can do this, you can't do that on my own. That's the point. And so this kind of a thing, I think, is totally out of line, where a board member says there will be no more personal or unauthorized purchases on the credit card. That's not an individual board member's decision. That board member may have an opinion, but can't give direction to the district manager on that basis. So I just want to make that clear, that when we act here, we're acting as a board, not an individual. Okay? We have some business that will be brought up in the meeting relative to Palm Bay and the homes. Unfortunately, the process is a dragging process. It's not very quick. So Sharif will have some information to share on that. Now moving to our agenda. Number 5 asks for approval for minutes for 3 meetings. We'll take each one individually. Is there a motion for 12-14-2020?
I would like to make that motion that those meetings be approved with
the correction.
Can I make
a motion we approve the 12-14 minutes?
Wait, can you hear me?
Motion by Keith, second.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, sure, we can hear you.
Well, you need to wait because that was on for a correction, because the minutes are wrong in that they state we voted to change the bylaws for our meeting time to 1:30, and that is not correct. We did not do that. It was brought to my attention long after we had approved that meeting or those minutes.
So should we just vote with a motion to no, we do not approve it?
No, well, no, I think there was a motion to change the bylaws.
I thought we had to start all discussion with a motion, and you're discussing it now.
We're not. We're just saying the correction is the vote did not go through on that motion. And I said in the minutes that it did, but it did not. Typed it wrong.
So do you want to
approve with that change?
Yeah, that's what my motion would be, approved with the change.
Okay. Everybody hear that?
No.
Okay. In the meeting, there was a motion for a bylaw change, and that really didn't happen. It was brought up, but then we said, well, we really don't need to do that because it says in our bylaws how we can proceed for the 7 o'clock meeting time or 1:30 meeting time. Okay? So that's the change that will be in Cheryl's minutes. How do we have a second to that? Okay, moved and second. Any discussion?
Who said that?
Terry.
Terry.
May I just ask Cynthia, since you're assistant secretary, to take as many notes as you can during this meeting, because I am missing a lot. I'm not here. Being on the other end of this Zoom, I understand how our residents are frustrated, because it is hard to hear everything.
All in favor of approving of a change to December 14th minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next one is 1-12-21, the reorganization meeting. Looking for a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve.
Moved by Carol. Second?
I second it.
Dev? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. And lastly, meeting 119-21. Looking for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Dev?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve it on January 19-21.
Paul, were you speaking?
No.
Okay. Carol? I thought I heard somebody else. Anybody with a second? Okay, Carol seconded. Okay. Any other discussion? Becky.
Bob Shorey, 190 Mallory Park Boulevard. How can you vote on the minutes that haven't even been posted to the website? You ask your residents for any discussion. How can we have discussion on something we haven't even seen yet?
Thank you. How many board members got their minutes beforehand and read them? How many got two? Got them ahead of time and read them. Oh? Okay.
Anybody with other questions? I don't know about posting to the website.
Are they posting it on the wall?
If you want to speak, you stand up to the microphone. What's the answer to the question?
Excuse me, I have asked a question to the board, not anyone else out here.
Okay. Can
you
I think
you asked them during the discussion.
Can I just say something about minutes? I think I heard Bob say that the unapproved minutes hadn't been posted yet. So wondering how they can comment. I've been thinking about this myself in the fact that I think
the answer is the question is how can you vote on minutes that haven't been posted to the website or we know nothing about? We haven't seen.
I'm sorry, Cindy, I can't hear you.
I don't see the minutes for the meeting 119 in my law library for the minutes.
Okay, I think table.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear Cynthia. Can I just say something, please? This is Cheryl Moore speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Anne Marie. I have been thinking about this. Bob said something about minutes not posted yet, so they can't comment on them. So I understand that frustration. I'm wondering if I don't know how it's been done in the past, but I feel like at times I have felt a little rushed in trying to get our minutes out. Someone said I'm supposed to have them done within 24 hours. I never knew that before. In the past, when I've done minutes, you do one meeting, and then at that time, we had a meeting every once a month. So you didn't post or didn't approve your minutes until the following monthly meeting. And I'm wondering if maybe we should do our two meetings. We do a regular and a workshop, and then we don't approve either one until the following regular meeting.
Cheryl, hold it. You're not being carried to the audience. I can hear you from here, but...
Okay. Well, then can you tell them what I said?
She's questioning about posting the minutes, which was the question. Posting the minutes. Okay. So I think we've wrestled that down for the moment to take this up at the next meeting. I would say board people should have these as quickly as they are ready. I had mine on the computer. I also had my copy from the mailbox. So board people should have their information very quickly. Annette.
I can't bring this forward on holiday work. First of all, my human name is pronounced, so I can't hear. Second of all, why does that speaker pointed to the wall? Shouldn't it be pointed here to the people in the back? And third of all, can't you possibly, each of you, remove your mask just to speak into the microphone? No one's going to infect you for the 30 seconds that you heard the speech. We can't hear everything smuggled. Anyone with a hearing problem is trying to hear you. It's not going to kill you. The president can walk out 30 seconds without a mask on, so can we. But at least take the mask down while you're speaking. You can't hear anything at all that's going on. Thank you.
Next, we will have the treasurer's report.
Wait, did we vote on that meeting or not? Were we going to table the January meeting minutes until February?
Yes.
Table.
Thank you.
She is having a problem hearing.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Thank you. Anyway, this treasury report has been posted in the outside and it's on the website now. Two things I want to say before we do the treasurer's report is the fact that, first of all, there's been a change. Sheree and I have been working for the last year and a half to try to get a credit card in the park's name. We've been trying for 15 years to do that, and they always said, no, you got to have a person's name on it. And so far, every year, the treasurer's either provided the credit card to do that, to put their name on. This year, we were able to get it into the park's name, and we've just transferred it over now, and we will be using a card that's in the park's name. Nobody will be hooked to it. So when we change treasurers, anything like that, you don't need to change your credit card. It'll be hooked in. So that's number one. We've got a little bit more to tweak on it, but it's being used now. That's one thing that was going well. We put in a little different security system about 6 months ago, and with tokens, so it makes the checking account usage usable to people, but only to writing checks and certain things to certain people that can adapt to it. Okay, so that's a little more security. And third, I guess, is the fact that now, I'm making a report, and just so people understand, you may not like some of the things you spend on or disagree with how we spend it, and that's fine. Bring those up at the report during the discussion. But when we ask whether you approve the minutes, or excuse me, approve the treasurer's report. All we're asking is whether you agree with it or not, that the treasurer's report is accurate. You may not like what we did last month, but if that's what we did last month, I ask for your approval of the treasurer's report. Not so much how we're spending it, but that's what we did do. Okay? And that, just for a little information. So even if you do approve the treasurer's report, you can still dislike the treasurer's report. It's just, this is according to our bookkeeper and posting what we did. Okay, going back now to the treasurer's report. Again, I use this first page is usually the first thing in the minutes, excuse me, on the website and post it up there. Basically, across the top tells us what we did this month. The first point, first number is, again, what our budget amount is. Second number is how much we brought in, how much we spent this last month. In this case, it's December. And how much we have ahead or behind. I'll read that now. Okay, total income this month, we received some from the county in Brevard. We see $565,037. We spent $91,579. The net ordinary income, that means we brought in $473,458 more than we spent. Okay, so that's how we did this month, what we brought in, what we spent, and what the difference of those two was. Now, year to date is down below that, and that basically tells everything we've done up since the start of October when we first started. And so it's going to be the 4 month. And our total income was $633,059. We anticipate another $702,749. Accordingly, if you are doing it on a 12-month period, we should have 25% of our income. Well, we have 47% of our income, so we're ahead of what we're getting on our income. The last row is the expenses. We have spent $279,349. We anticipate being able to spend another $1,056,459. Again, on a 4 month period, that should be at 25%. We are only have spent about 21% of our anticipated expenses. So we're a little ahead of that one too. Okay. And that's what this report does. And that is backed up on these pages in these, what's out there on the website are orange lines. That's where I take it from. If you want to know where these numbers come from, they come from the numbers above those columns. Okay? They divide each one up into the different areas we spend it in and stuff like that. So that's how this report works. Any questions?
Keith, when does this report go through? December or January?
Could you run over again where this information is available?
That information is posted out on the board. We try to get it out a couple days. The bookkeeper gives it to us on the Wednesday, the first Wednesday after the last of the month. We have to take a couple days to translate it into our form to do that. And as soon as we can get it up and everything cleared, we post it out on the bulletin board. And we also put it on the website under finances.
Keith, is this the December treasurer's report?
This is December's report, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Motion to approve.
No, we have to get the motion.
I'm asking for a motion.
I'll second it.
Cindy made the motion. Okay.
Bob?
Bob Shirley, 190 Holiday Park Boulevard. I have another question that I do need answered. And please let me read the whole thing before you decide to interrupt. I'm reading this so that it's on record, and I want this also in the meeting minutes. Why is Keith reading the report when our bylaws clearly state he is disqualified from the treasurer position? Even our lawyer has emailed you guys and told you he is disqualified from the position. Our bylaws state no trustee shall hold any one of the said offices for more than 2 consecutive years unless his or her election for the 3rd subsequent consecutive year received the unanimous approval of the board. It wasn't unanimous. And also, on our board's job description, it says, in the absence of the treasurer, the assistant treasurer shall assume and perform all duties of the treasurer. Now you can answer my question.
He is still in the position of treasurer.
He's not out. He's disqualified. According to him, have you talked to the lawyer? He even said he is disqualified. He cannot hold the position of treasurer. Our own lawyer said, how can I rebuke that?
I wasn't rebuking it. I was just saying, this is what, you asked me why. You asked me why he was still treasurer.
Yeah, why?
Because the board hasn't taken any other action.
Don't you think it should? Because before we go any further, you are in violation of this motion. I'll have someone read a report that isn't in that position.
He may not be in that position in your mind, but he still is on our roster as our treasurer.
But your own lawyer has said he is disqualified from that position. Don't you trust our lawyer? Don't you believe what he said?
I don't have a copy of whatever the lawyer said. I wasn't addressed anything.
You haven't got a copy of what the lawyer wrote back on the question.
No, I haven't.
And whose responsibility is that to see that you get it? Well, I know
really part of that. But the lawyer probably should be sending that information on to us.
It is. It was sent on to you. Am I correct, Sherry? You have email?
Actually, we'll
send
Bodo,
who's
not
paying
the lawyer.
Okay.
No.
Can you move your mask, please? You have Mr. Carol Bowen, and he didn't see me on the back a couple of days ago. So, I did not. So, if you want to post the
mask, it's right here. The recording of the last. When it was brought up by a resident, the bylaw, Article 3, Section B, Mr. Shortridge does recite it again. District Manager got angry and said she was going to notify and call the attorney. I emailed her that night and I said, if you are going to call our attorney, I personally want a copy of that email in writing from our attorney. So there's no discrepancy as to her just verbally telling us what she wants us to know. I want to hear from the attorney. The information that she relayed to the attorney regarding the meeting was not accurate circumstances. Therefore, he did respond with his legal opinion, but it was of the opinion that was really filling spots that were open on the board. Knowing this, knowing that the wrong information was given to the attorney to begin with, and I had his response, I emailed him with correct and accurate circumstances. That is when he emailed Cherie and myself, stating that under the circumstances, Keith's position should be rescinded.
I got a lot, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I got a lot. I couldn't find the voice.
Point of order, Chief President. You know, Bruce Kraft, 422 Neighborly Court.
In this particular time, Keith is the treasurer of our department. Whether we like it or not, he has read a report. This is not the place and time for this kind of a discussion. You're approving what the treasurer has written, the finances that are being spent. If we want to have a discussion on this, bring it up in the new business. And second of all, your question of the minutes only consist of motions made and their distribution of whether they are passed or not passed. That's the point of order.
Second point of order is wrong, for one thing. The reason why is because before this meeting, the email was received. The email at that time should have been put on the agenda today to discuss in holding or not holding that position. It's that simple. If it was, how long ago, do you remember when that was received? Did you have a date on that?
I'm Sherry Moore here. Keith, you need to mute.
Before this meeting, that email was received should have went
to the 20th.
And what's the date today, the 25th? They had 5 days to make sure you got this information. That should have been one of the first things on this agenda to make sure that the proper person in the seat of treasurer was reading the treasurer's report. As far as I'm concerned, and the law right now, because our lawyer said it, he said it straight out, she should be rescinded from treasurer of the board. 5 days ago, you said no. I don't understand why it wasn't given to you, Jack.
Can I just say something, Jack? Let me tell you.
I can't inquire about things I don't know. Okay? I said I can't inquire about things I don't have any knowledge of.
I understand that. You should have had knowledge within 5 days, I
guess. So we're saying we're looking at the next
piece. Pardon me? I can't hear you. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Thank you. I do believe I was. Am I supposed to be speaking?
Okay. Yes.
I was going to bring up the treasurer position because of the comment that was made at the end of our last meeting, which, mind you, was dropped and exploded on us. The way it was presented, I don't appreciate. So yes, that's going to be in this meeting because I am going to bring it up. But Bruce is right. We are voting on the treasury report right now. And Bob, just so you know, we get our agendas 1 full week in advance of a meeting. So when things come in after a meeting, it has to be added at the meeting. It is not typed. Because this information that you're sharing with us right now came in after we got our agendas. So, can we go ahead with the treasurer's report, please?
She, in summary, said, Bruce was right. We're voting on the treasurer's report, and this can be taken later in the meeting. That's what she was saying. Set. Right.
What is my answer?
There's no answer right now.
Oh, so, it will be taken up at the meeting and we will resolve an interim.
I can't predict when it's going to happen, but we'll be addressing it in the meeting. Yeah. Joanne?
I think it has to be taken into consideration.
Because it happens to be absolutely right. I had run for I was chairman for 2 years, and on the third time, nominated again, but one person on the board objected because he wanted that position. So it wasn't a matter, and therefore I wasn't, and he was. So that is correct. After two terms, it must be unanimous. So you do have to have another appointment for that position, and I think we should do it under the board.
Thank you. Yes.
Ryan Horrell, 1000 Little Court. All I want to say is I would recommend that the minutes of the treasurer's report be put on the table when we come in, and we all can get a copy of it. If we get here a little bit earlier, we can read through it. It wouldn't be that expensive, I don't think, for someone to make the copies. Just a recommendation.
Thank you. Anything else? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay. I'm sorry. I have to vote no because I don't have it. Or I can abstain. I'm not sure what the right thing is to do.
You can't abstain.
Then I have to vote no because
yes
I don't have
no.
a copy of
okay.
it.
The manager's report.
Okay, hello everybody. The manager was the city of Pompey was assigned to the Carol Home expired on January 19th because it was a holiday year. It was Saturday, Sunday. Monday was a holiday year that was January 19th. Email was sent to the county manager, Suzanne Sherman, and forwarded to all trustees. We may have to file for an injunction for the removal of the home.
Is there another microphone she can use?
Is it not working?
We can't hear you, Cherie. I'm sorry.
All right, I think that's better. So far, Zoom is. Hang on, let me adjust my volume so I don't blow everybody's brains out here.
Oh, that's much better.
Okay, I apologize for that. So anyway, what we have to do is everybody's waiting anxiously to get these homes out of here. We have started the exterminating process. However, in order to apply for the permit, we have to have an owner's signature on the permit application. I don't see a problem with this. However, we do have to file for an injunction. Our attorney seems to feel that this can be expedited. It's going to be 30 days for the permit to be issued anyway. So if we can get the injunction in front of the judge and get it signed, then we can start the procedure to demolish these homes. And it's merely going in front of the judge and saying, you know, this has been long enough. These are rat infested. It's a health hazard to all of us in the community. So we're working diligently on that, and we hope to see some progress real soon. An injunction is being filed for 437, same kind of situation, except there are people living in the home. From what we know, there's three people, a mother and her two sons. We know that they're in and out. We did not issue a decal. However, she calls in. We're on top of that, the same situation. If we can file an injunction, it's not an eviction, but the health department can come in and inspect the inside and out. And we know not having running water, next month it'll be a year. So you tell me if that place is going to be approved by the inspector. So we're working on that. Mr. Glasser is in the audience, and we will be requesting a hearing. And I spoke with our chairman, and the trustees will be notified. This is regarding his daughter and two children living in the home. He has received 30-day, 30-day, and the 21-day notice. The next hearing date will be a week from tomorrow, and he will be able to bring his attorney for representation, or he can just ignore it, and we can continue on with what our documents say so far as fining, and you know, whatever our documents say and whatever the board decides. There has been no movement in the home to remove the children or the daughter, so we're in the final stages of this situation.
I have a question. Do we have to submit a hearing date for him if it comes to that point?
Yes, and he will get a certified return receipt letter notifying him of the appointment of the hearing. And again, he can his clergy, city, whatever he wants to come in, and it's going to be up to the trustees. You know, you've received all the documentation. For the new trustees, if you want an update on the procedures that have thus far happened, please come to the office and we'll be happy to share. I'm not quite sure of what we need to do because of COVID, what protection they have. If our 55 and older rule supersedes whatever the COVID is, that's something that we all need to make sure that we have enough knowledge so we know what's going on. But we have followed it to the every letter of the law, and this is, and we're continuing on with it. I have contacted Freddie Gonzalez with Seminole County Emergency Management Division. He is fabulous. I don't know if you've heard what Seminole County is doing, but they have vaccinated over 1,000 people at different 55 and older communities. So Seminole County is rocketed. They are really doing a great job. So I called him thinking, well, he did it with his county. Why can't we do it here in Brevard County? He gave me the number for the Brevard County Emergency Management Division, which I've already called. And quite frankly, Brevard County is just not doing, they're not stepping up. So I'm gonna pester them every day. I've called everybody I could think of, including private physicians. Maybe if they can get their hands on the vaccine, it certainly would be good business for them to come in here and distribute the vaccine. But anyway, that's where we are.
And they open the time of 7 a.m. start calling for vaccination appointments, and they have to vaccine on the
okay, the pipe on the gate to the storage compound was hit and bent. The staff were able to replace and fix the damages. I will be researching a swing gate instead of having both one in and out. If we have one swing gate, I think it would be a lot easier for the larger items in there to get in and out, boats, trailers, etc. If someone breaks something, if you hit something, please report it to the office. You can be anonymous. I wish you wouldn't, but accidents happen. And if I don't know about it, which this happened on a Sunday, I mean, I do inspections, but you know, we want to keep everybody safe and secure. So if you know, if you see it, if you break it, just report it. But thank you. If not, call me on my cell phone 24/7. That's fine. If you don't feel comfortable with that, call the gatehouse and leave a message with one of the gate attendants. Maintenance is working on several projects. All the sidewalks in the back are gonna be painted by the shuffleboard courts. Painting the structures on the overhangs on the bocce courts as well. We're gonna paint both of the bridges at the back pond. We're gonna try to see what we can do around the perimeter of the ceiling in here. This conduit, I know you get used to looking at it, but it really just doesn't look right. It looks terrible. So in-house, I was thinking of putting in some crown molding, and it would really, really dress the place up. And also in the lobby, we're going to take on removing that sink and putting in something, a really nice reception area. So next season, when we're in full swing, praise God, we'll have a nice area, you know, perhaps some tea, coffee, or whatever, but it's going to be very nice. A spreadsheet has been mailed to U.S. Lawns. I got the last of the invoices for the repairs. So we're just going to wait. It doesn't amount to a real lot of money, but I hope they're not going to fight us on that. We have received dozens of applications for the part-time gate attendant positions. To date, we have interviewed approximately 8 potential candidates. There are 2 positions to be filled. It's the Saturday and Sunday a.m. shifts, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm not going to fill Mike Cases because he is in rehab. However, he is not allowed to return to his post until he has 100% clearance from his doctor. So in the meantime, I have hired or have hired 2 gate attendants, and I will report more on that at the next meeting. I have contacted Florida Mulch. This has been long waited for. They quoted me $1.78 per bag for the red mulch. They come 75 bags per pallet. So that's $133.50 per pallet. That covers 1 cubic yard of mulch covers 160 square feet at 2 inches thick. 1 truckload, 20 pallets will cover all of the green spaces in the park. This cost total is $2,670 plus $150 delivery fee. This is less waste and less man hours with the bagged mulch. And that's all I have for you guys right now. Any questions? Joanne. If you bring it up.
My question is something you bring up, and could you expand on Alpine? When do they finish? What was the ultimate? What did they finish doing? And what was the ultimate cause? And when do you expect to have them back? Because I'm sure you wrote it down. When they would come back to do the trimming of palm trees.
Okay, the trimming of the palm trees, well, it's not in the budget. It wasn't put in this year's budget. So if the board chooses, we can have them back before hurricane season in June, or we can wait for another season. That's a board decision. There's approximately 150 palm trees in the cul-de-sacs and in the green areas. So that would be a board decision. We can put it on the agenda, and the board can vote on that. Jeff?
Well, what did the update on what they did? When did it work?
To date, I don't have the exact total. I know it was 15,500, but he still has to come back and remove the tree that's full of bees. He hasn't done that yet, no. And he has to remove some of the stumps in the green area by the pond. It hasn't been scheduled, that's why.
Any other questions for her?
Carol Moore here. Cherie? Hi. How is that person at 437?
Hang on, Cheryl. No, I'm sorry. No, Cheryl was talking to me.
And anyway, the situation at 427 Melbourne Park has recently come to my attention. And I understand they don't have water service over there. However, you may or may not know that there's some form of electricity there.
Yes, they have we called all the utility departments. That's how I found out they had no water and the dates that the water was turned off. The owners had it in their name. The parents passed away. 3 children got receivership of the home. There is a mortgage on it. And the mortgage company has filed for, my brain just went dead. They went in the foreclosure. And January, the moratorium was lifted. However, I have stacks of this, like this, of the foreclosure from the bank. It's been 3, they've tried 3 times. And the woman that's there, her lease, according to our records, ran out July of 2019, I believe it was. Anyway, she's across the board. I don't know if she's looking at squatter's rights, thinking that she is going to be able to inherit this home just by way of being there. I don't think so. She was living there way before COVID was an issue, so she really can't keep continuing to use this with calling health department, every agency I could think of, and they all came back and told me how I could help her find a place. And I said, that's not my intent. She has no running water. She won't let anyone in the house or near the house now. And it stinks to the high heavens. I mean, what we're doing is hopefully expediting this injunction. Okay. And I didn't see the scooter, but yes, we called the utilities. And the reason she doesn't have water is because the city turned the water off because the water bill reached over $600 and nobody will pay it. So you can't get the water turned on until that's paid. So even if she had a lease to go in there to prove that she lived there, which is she's not going to get, nobody is going to pay the past amount due. You're welcome.
Any other comments or questions?
Now can I speak? Cheryl Moore? Can I? Okay. Again, my comment on 437, Cherie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Cherie?
Yes.
Okay. Two things. Are the other utilities being paid, the electric and the garbage?
I don't know about the garbage, but the electric is.
Okay. My guess would be the garbage is not because it's on the water bill. I think they're one and the same.
Well, they're picking it up.
I know. And I don't know if we can tell them don't bother picking it up, that they can't. I know. Make it worse. Right. Yeah. But the other thing is, if she's living there illegally, how is she allowed to call someone in at the gate? Our gate people should say no to that address. No one comes in to 437.
Well, that's a gray area. I don't have an answer for that. I think that she might be able to bring up some kind of charges on us, being that that's her only place of residence, and she does have the electric in her name. I don't know how liable we are. Like I said, it's a very gray area. Carl is, our attorney is aware of this.
Okay.
So that's, you know, again, code enforcement, DCF, health department, everybody's been notified. So something has to give here real soon.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I think this works out good. There's no reverb or anything. I'm just going to keep you like this. With the volume.
Works for me.
Annette Reyes, 409 Holiday Park Boulevard. With the, what you just mentioned about putting crown molding in here, like putting a satin tape on a pig. This room is really, he's undergoing something different. I think it would be a better investment instead of putting expensive crown molding in here. You all look into a decent audio system. 8 years, you all have been talking about it. They have wireless microphones now. People can wear that they can be
headsets.
They have speakers for Bose that are the size of Cracker Jack box.
That would be awesome, Annette. We tried this, remember? No, Joanne, no. Joanne said, spent months and months.
These are so out there with this equipment. That alone over there probably since the inception of the bar.
But I'm saying.
We did this. Joanne spent months and months. We had two different companies come in here.
Well, it didn't work whoever did it. You need better equipment. That's why a lot of people don't.
That's what I just said, Annette.
Get better equipment. You've got these old speakers. You can wire this, and now with everything that you can do by your phone, this is ridiculous. Beautifying the room, or why don't you enable us to hear what's going on in the meetings? It's more important that we hear what you are doing for us as the residents. Not you.
No, I think that could be encompassed both at the same time, because it is the wiring. We're not affecting that. It's just an avenue of bringing the.
Nobody's in here in the first place. Why are you talking about putting crown molding up?
I just thought
you would. No one has ever called attention to it. People don't care. They'd be better, more wisely invested to get a better wire coating system.
That was a suggestion. It certainly isn't my decision.
But why don't you get some professional in and price it out? You are basically using our money.
Annette, I just mentioned it. I don't have the decision or the, I don't have the power to do any of this. I just mentioned it.
Well, that's why I'm asking it now. Do you want to put that on?
No, I'm just suggesting. Our system would be awesome.
Okay, time.
Shh.
To put issues on what you're, number one, since you're aware of somebody coming in and out of the gate without us stopping. Because the bank owns that, I bet you we pulled out the taxes are paid.
Yes.
Okay, the taxes are paid. So they have done what's required of them. Therefore, to deny somebody access is going to be very difficult. They've already paid your taxes, whether we want to hear that or not. That's what's going to happen. And their water bill means their tract is being picked up. But I'm kind of going with Annette on this clubhouse. You want to talk about where we need to spend money? Watching people are going to get mad. Money needs to be spent where 60, 70, 80% of the people use something. This room here has not been touched since 1971 was built. Let's go. We need that kitchen needs to be done over. This room needs to be done over. And I've been in business for a long time. I put speakers here, but I put concave and convex units on the walls, which will now push the sound out differently. I do auditorium work.
What about
all
these?
Time.
What about these up here?
What about what
up there? No. I think the sound system, when it was first put in, was probably amazing. And if you could just, you're absolutely right. This place needs to be leveled pretty much. And I mean it. And you're talking about, you know, close to $1 million.
Oh,
yeah. To level this whole building.
I didn't say that.
Okay. I'm thinking big here.
We're satisfied with the hallway, the library, the offices. This is part of our next section to be done. Okay, when we come in here, everything's hard, guys. You have a hard floor, you have hard walls, you have hard steel, you've got wood. When you have all that, all it does is bring the sound bouncing back off of you. You need either pair to absorb the sound. Make this a priority.
Somebody turn their mics on. Stacy, walk in there and tell them. Please.
We are unmuted, Cheryl.
There, no, you muted yourself, so we couldn't hear anything.
Now you're back on. You're the only microphone on, so somebody else has to turn on before you turn off, or we are totally out of the loop.
Stacy, unmute that.
Okay, now Cindy's on.
She's talking about which microphones are muted.
Okay, there you go.
Bruce.
Who?
Chris Crabtree, Miami Community.
I think you're safe.
Bruce Pratt, Fort Wayne Community.
It's her computer.
Can't hear anything.
Tell Cherie to turn hers back on. Cherie, turn your mic on.
I had her ask Jack to unmute or Keith. Right.
Okay.
The volume came down on the people. It didn't bounce off the wall. The volume came down. Did anybody hear that? The volume from these speakers used to come down and up. We could hear everything. Then they wanted to start putting these speakers around the side. That's when it started bouncing off the wall. I think we should go back to the ceiling speakers. I think it'll solve all the problems. What if we?
Let's go to the next one. Okay. Let's call a close to this part. I think there is one action item that the board needs to take a look at Cherie's report to the board of mulch.
What?
For the $2,670 plus $150 delivery charge for the mulch for all the green spaces. Looking for a motion.
Okay. I didn't get that, Cindy.
Make a motion, Paul, second. Any discussion? Audience, any discussion? No, just the motion. Okay, board, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like side. Carry. Do we have Marcia Shearer here for our HIPAA report or a representative? If not, we'll move on.
No! No!
Hey, she's there.
Oh, she's Zooming.
Yeah, I'm Zooming. Ooh, ooh.
Good for you.
How are we going to hear her?
Okay, so the first item on my agenda is that please, 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 people, do not drop off items for the flea market. There is no flea market, and Doty Howell will announce when it's available for storage again. Whatever you drop off will be thrown in the trash. So please either give it to Goodwill or save it in your own home for a future flea market next year, because COVID's going to be over in January of 2022. Praise God.
Hey, Marcia, you've got a crystal ball. I love it.
All right. Do I need to wait? Are people commenting on my...
Don't let them. Just talk.
Okay. All right. So Mark Boda, Marianne Govlick, and Liz Garchea are still our nominees to go on the board in March. So I respectfully ask the board that at their March 22nd, 2021 meeting, that they allow me to have my secretary announce those board members and nominate them as one thing, and then they get sworn in at the March 22nd, 2021 meeting. And then, yeah, and at that meeting, then I have a couple other items to discuss, which is just that I'm transferring my power to another person. But I need the secretary there to make one motion to swear them all in. Are you agreeable to that?
Fine with me.
Jack?
Put you on the agenda, March 22nd. Good to go.
All right. Thank you. Daryl? Jack? Jack! Need somebody there.
Oh, do we use the same swearing in oath that we use for our trustee members, Marcia? I will be happy to do that for you guys.
Awesome. And then I will announce to do the first meeting in April. So I just wanted it to proceed. Okay, so that's that. And I thank you, Cheryl, for agreeing to that. But I am begging people, please sign up to host for dinner dances. We have luncheons signed up. We have bands already signed up. Call me, and I will get you scheduled to be a host for a dinner dance. We can't afford just dances. I'm sorry. We're a year in arrears because of COVID. And I am so sorry that that's how it is, but that's, you know, what life has handed us. So, but please call me to host an event for next year. I will tell you what dates are available. And I just wanted to let everybody know that the audit has been, we have agreed on an auditor, and she has accepted, and we are doing the budget for next year in February. So please call us so we know what we're doing in the future. We don't want another year like this. So help us make it better. Help us make it better. And let's schedule it, because if COVID is still prevalent, everybody's still willing to cancel free of charge. We were very lucky last year. We can be lucky again, because you know what? This is of God and He knows the whole plan. So let's do it. That's all I have. Thank you. Any questions? I do have one more item. Please do not drop off any more of your stuff at the flea market shed. We are not accepting any more items.
Are you hearing? Okay.
Some of them not accepting items.
Okay. Some of the things that I made note of. No flea market drop off. Can't think of her name. No, I'm talking about the flea market.
Cody.
Marcia also announced that COVID is going to be over January 2022.
Yeah, right.
She also announced that on March 22nd of 2021, three new members will be installed as HIPAA board people. Mark is one, and I don't know who the other two.
Liz Garcia and Mary Ann Goblin.
That comes through clear? Didn't come through.
Yes. Liz Garcia and Mary Ann Goblin.
Oh, okay. All there. She also said they're looking for hosts. As I understood it, the luncheons are pretty well covered, but hosts for evening meal dance events, there's still room for people to volunteer. If you have such an interest, see Marsha or call her. Cindy, did I miss any significant things there?
No,
other than that, please stipulate if you have anything on the floor, the flimmer recommendation, they will go in the trash. Okay, moving to the next item on the agenda, discussion of Zoom meetings.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay. I received a note asking that we talk about this for the health and safety of our residents, employees, board members, and I ask that moving to a full Zoom meeting be put on the next agenda as Florida State is in a state of emergency and the White House task force declares Florida is in full resurgence of COVID-19. And as I hate reading legalese with a passion, but I think if I sorted through this, the governor's executive order would go through February. How far was that, Cindy? How far did that go? February 29th. Shouldn't have a 29.
No.
It should be
28. Well, yes.
Okay.
It was
time. Okay. Okay. So, Cindy is a person who has had some experience with COVID and is very concerned. So, this is why I will turn it over to her to see if she has anything more to share with you about COVID meeting.
I feel everyone knows.
Cindy, take your mask off.
I will take my off. I will. Okay, you're now?
Yeah.
Here, now we
can. Can she unmute?
By now. Obviously, what COVID is, how it spread, how quickly it spread. Now that we have this new variant that is pretty much 30% more lethal.
Transmissible than what we've been facing this past year. I think a lot of residents in the park, it is purely their choice, so no hate letters, but they don't wear masks when they're conversating quite close to each other. It is a risk having everyone here, irregardless of having a mask, irregardless of being a minimum of 6 feet apart, it is a risk when you have so many people. I think the health department or the CDC deemed close contact not only the distance, but 15 minutes cumulative time in a 24-hour period. So I am only one board member out of nine, but we do have a legal, moral, and ethical responsibility to discuss the safety of all of our community residents, not just the residents that want to come in person for meetings. So I think that's all I'm going to say for now. And if the board wants to put this up for a vote, it's up to you.
just be clear, Timmy, you're asking for just a Zoom meeting, not a meeting, you know, call.
That would be on the basis of safety.
No, but that's a draft.
That is what I would ask until we either all get vaccinated or we are no longer in the state of emergency. Again, this is just because we have a fiduciary responsibility for the safety of every member in our park, not just a few.
I just wanted to go with that. Thank you. Cindy, what would
so that we wouldn't have to continue to meet on this type of thing. Will we follow executive orders from the governor? Because this would only apply till the end of February.
Yes, and every 60 days, the governor usually reissues his orders, whatever they may be, at which time he may decide to make a rescission in one part of an order. But right now, this will be good through the end of February. So I'm expecting before the end of February, you might see another new executive order regarding COVID-19.
Cindy, can I just ask, can you hear me, Cindy? This is Sherry Moore.
Yes.
So what is the executive order that you're quoting tells us to do what? I'm sorry, I missed a lot of it.
I'm not speaking of any specific executive orders, but the last executive order, 2316, extended the state of emergency for Florida until the end of February.
And that state of emergency is?
It extended executive orders 20, 114, 166, 192. And if you research them and go all the way back and backtrack.
Down to 50-something I remember reading about.
Yes.
And I agree with Jack. Legalese is really confusing. Basically, you're saying the state is allowing for full-time Zoom meetings. Is that what you're saying?
The governor did not say he allows for 100% Zoom meetings from every community. However, he is taking his information for the state of emergency from multiple health websites, including the CDC, the Attorney General, etc. The Attorney General, as of the beginning of January this year, reinstated his state of emergency. And I know there are multiple cities and townships that still are meeting via Zoom. But seriously, do you really believe that the governor of Florida would mandate an elderly community meeting face-to-face for these meetings when it's the elderly community that is severely to fatally affected by the COVID virus? I did some more research. I had a paper. I think that we had at least 20 copies in here and outside. And on that paper, it told you the percentage for your age group, the percentage of whether you would be severely or, you know, possibly fatally affected by this disease. And it goes up tremendously the older you get.
I understand that. I guess my question is, if you recall, originally when we were talking whether we had to meet in person or not and about things being lifted and having to have quorum in person in order to vote. I'm not saying yes or no. I'd really rather be Zoom myself, but I just want to get
clear. I can tell you everything that I read and researched so far. Now, if someone else can point out differently, but everything I have read, the Attorney General
the Attorney General's order that he just extended again, it allows for Zoom as long as you have a quorum.
Okay. So you're saying at least five trustees need to be in a room together?
Well, no. If you're going to go total Zoom, you're going to go total Zoom, 100% Zoom. But if you want to go, if you're talking about quorum, obviously if you're total Zoom, you have all your members there. If you're going to be at that meeting, it doesn't matter where.
Okay. And we're not going to get in trouble for going total Zoom, because that was the conversation before with the state, and it was the governor at that time who said we had to meet in person.
Yes.
And that's why we started this.
The governor can say whatever he wants to say, but it's what is in the four corners of that executive order that he puts out there, that is what is legal.
But it's his executive order, right?
Exactly. But he's contradictory to what he says on TV. Listen, that we're, yeah, let's move on.
Well, the past week I've been on the phone with the Attorney General. One issue was about this issue. The issue was for that we can have this and Zoom meetings. And I talked to a Pat Gleason and a Linda Dean who's in that office, and they told me that they are leaving a lot of leeway to people and districts that have full Zoom meetings, that we do not have to meet like this because the Attorney General is allowing that. And the governor has put that in there, that we can have full Zoom meetings. I just wanted to put that in there. Like I said, I've been on the phone with them for a whole week about different things, and that was fine. Yes, according to what I've talked to the Attorney General about, we are allowed to have full Zoom meetings.
Any other comments?
I just make a quick comment. I think we can agree on a lot of the audio comments. However, we are. Not have a computer or the Wi-Fi and computer system. That's where we couldn't do it. I think the Zoom overall would be better clear.
I can't hear him. If we're going to go Zoom, or even if we're not going to go Zoom 100%, if we're still going to Zoom for our residents, I would suggest we get a person in to evaluate our sound system. And I've made a couple phone calls. I can give you, Diane Bell was a real support for this and information. She's a wealth of knowledge, I want everyone to know. But she and I called them because I said, you know me, I'm ready to ask questions. And I think we can get someone in for $125 to $150 for the first hour, believe it or not, and have them look at our system and tell us what it needs in order to get it better. Because it is very old. It's a very strong system, but it may need some tweaking to bring it up to date. And I would like, if we're going to, I think we need to do that. And that's what I was going to bring up at the Zoom meeting discussion. So it's a two-layered thing.
Tell her we already discussed that. Because she hears your microphone.
Okay, Cheryl, they've already discussed it.
What?
Bruce, can I have a call if you need me, but... Two quick things. One, back to the sound system. We just keep spending money. I have no idea. Damn thing works. I don't know if I can't get it straightened out. As far as the Zoom meeting, so far I think they suck because trying to talk to people from here to there is hopeless. Why don't you just go outdoors and have the meeting out on the lawn? Think about it.
Joanne. I can tell you. 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 I
Annette Reyes, 409 Holiday. I understand the preponderance of concern about this second virus, which is more deadly, but basically at this point in time, we have shut down everything in the park. Short of shutting the gate, building a wall around it, and not allowing anyone in or out of the park, there is no way to truly protect anyone. If any of the people in this park go to Publix, Walmart, Aldi's, Roses, any restaurant, Wendy's, drive-thru, anything at all outside the park, you have just as much chance to catch the first or the second virus. Going Zoom is not friendly to the residents. Residents are not always acknowledged. We hear that. We're not giving enough time to talk. A lot of times you have different board members speaking at the same time, which is totally out of control. That's Robert's rules of meeting. One at a time. We're standing there trying to hear four different people with splash all over the street. It is not friendly to the residents. We have here, right now, spacing, people with masks, sanitizer. Why can't we continue our meetings here? I understand your concern about the second thing. Yeah. The first one was a killer too. But everybody here, as far as I know, has taken the precautions to protect themselves. If they didn't feel safe, not a person would be sitting in this room. Don't take away the only way that we can voice our concerns about what's going on in the park and find out what is on in the park.
I hear you. And as I stated earlier, I am just doing my duty to help protect the residents of the park. That is it.
Volunteer, greetings to all the parks. So that's not the answer for this. Can I ask you, Joanne, I know it's not the answer. Okay, since this, I'm going to go back to Bob Sylvia. One point of order.
Move your question.
I can't believe you guys came here. If since this is not one here to vote on, can it even be voted? This is why I know we can discuss it all day long, but can there be a vote on it today?
Zoom?
Yes. Yeah. Even though it's not on there?
Well, they didn't put it as a discussion.
Yeah, so can a vote go out today or was it put as a vote? Yes. Okay. I'm just more curious. So that answers my question. But I think the order should have been, if she was interested, she should have said, I make a motion. Somebody should have seconded, because if there was no second, we wouldn't even have went through all this. If there was a second, then this discussion, and then at the end. And by the way, we obviously aren't hearing the district, because I'm looking right through this window right now. Yeah. And I'm seeing, I know one of the rules that we passed is you have to be a resident to use the facility. There's a lot of people that look a lot younger than 60, 55 out there right now. A whole pool of people. I think we need to look into that as also.
I must consider the internal.
Okay, fine, please. Let's follow. All right. Bob, one last comment. Are you going to wrap this up?
About 2199 Highway Park Boulevard. In answer to your question, can I have something you brought up in the meeting to be voted on? According to the Sunshine Law, not everything that you are going to discuss or vote on has to be on the agenda. Anything can be injected into it at any time. Read the Sunshine Law.
Okay. That's the backtrack. Didn't we have a motion?
I would like to make a motion that we continue our meetings in person. Those that choose to Zoom can do so. The Zoom meeting did not work overall.
Okay.
All right. Everybody hear Carol's motion?
No. Please repeat it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Deb seconds it. Any further discussion?
Cindy, did you get that? Because I didn't get it.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
I'm saying no because I didn't hear what the motion was.
The motion is whether or not, well, the motion actually is to continue as we are now, Zoom and public meetings.
So much to talk about.
You have a vote, Cheryl?
Yes.
I just need to know who seconded that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, was it 7-1 or 7-2?
Cheryl, do you have a vote?
I vote yes.
She voted yes.
Okay, 8-1.
Turn this down.
And now, the long-awaited watching meeting. You have to hold up before you can make the report because we've got to hold the law. Who's chairing this? Jack?
Are you talking to me, Jack?
I'm going to be setting up a PowerPoint at that day. So before. Can you hear me now? Okay. I just want to start off this meeting by saying a lot of you probably haven't played bocce or don't know what bocce is all about, but it's a great game, and it's a game that anyone can play. You can be 5 years old, you can be 95 years old, but in our case, we're 55 up. We have bocce players that are in their 90s that play bocce. We've got a pretty good attendance. Some of the problems that we have is because we're playing on a pretty deplorable court. But there are new bocce courts available, and in this presentation, we're going to see how nice they are. Bocce is from, well, I guess the Roman Empire. The Italian school group, they call it torch, B-O-C-C. They don't use the E. So, this game you can play in a league where you do have a men's league. But I understand before the pandemic, the ladies started playing hard. And this thing is a very growing sport and something that you might consider by replacing the two older bocce courts that we have with three new courts. We're all laying people out once this pandemic is over. We've been sitting inside for a year, and it's about time that once this thing is over, we can start utilizing a lot of the functions that we have. We're going to get the shuffleboard court going again. What we've done even the pool room. The pool room only had two pool chairs and it was a small area. But what do? We fixed the whole thing up, we brought in another pool table, and all of a sudden it took off. That pool hall is being used every single day prior to the event. With the men playing twice a week, the ladies playing twice a week, and they had 2 days that they use the mixed stuff. So that's what can happen with this new bocce court that we propose. It's good exercise. Even if they have a back problem, hip problem, knee you can still play golf. Putting this all aside for a moment, we're here for the dinner today. Put two complete new bus parts to replace our much needed existing two parts that will be fun. They can be skillfully played on and being 100% maintenance free. These courts will tremendously enhance our complex value and add one more activity to the holiday park with greater place to live. So that's the beginning of what our PowerPoint is going to be. You're going to see a lot of nice things. So we have a table that we're going to do. So we've been through the protocol. Myself and Doug done a lot of homework on this, and I just hope you have a positive attitude as you go forward. So, as far as the proposals are concerned, we got prices from a company called Nitty. They did the 5 quads at Sandflight. And we got Force Authority and Fix Construction. They're all from Florida. And those are the companies that we got our free quote from. Okay. This next diagram is the budget that was proposed for the activities of the monies that show up in the yellow is what we've got to fund. We've got $60,000 to spend for the activities that we're about to hopefully maintain. And that money is there. It's not coming from savings. It's not coming from, from the 2020 budget. That was the 2020 budget for, they say, not the equipment, but it's for the activities or the fixtures in the pond or fixtures in our compound. Here's a picture of our existing budget. Terrible, deplorable, falling apart, sideboard with open seats. And these are oyster shell boards. Our new box boards will be cement with synthetic grass, whatever they call it, that's specially used for box boards. What we have to do with these box boards every time you want to play, we have to rake them, we have to roll, it's a 60-pound roller right there. it's very, very difficult. So the guys that want to play have to wait for the freedom of the playing area, then move a 100-pound roll line over the 60, but a 100-pound roller over the edge of the court, and then roll the total surface. After using the roller, they have to pull the roller back to the court and remove it from the playing area. And like I say, that's our existing 5-4. Those pictures are just taken while they were taken in December. Okay, so. Just a note, play oyster courts have to be ready to roll. There's three ways of doing it. We have an oyster court. And those oysters, they don't last. And they're very expensive. I think Rod bought 2 pallets 3 years ago.
Yeah.
2 truckloads. I think it amounted to $14,000. So just keep that $14,000 in mind when we show you what these are going to cost. They can't be blown. They can't be blown off to deep clean. That's what we're talking about, our courts right now. Very hard to deep level. Sidewalls move and rot away. They're all our walls are all shot. There's not very well concrete courts with carpet. They're easy to clean with a blower with no maintenance required. Always level a maintenance-free sidewall. Good training. Okay, this picture was taken at Lamplighter back in
October, November. And they defeated these, by the way. Eight shuffleboard courts. Okay, they have eight shuffleboard courts. They're all concrete. Eight bocce courts. And the whole complex is absolutely beautiful. They have a deep spot. They've done it upright. And this could be a side of what we can have by doing things upright. Can we just... Okay, no problem. No problem. That's being done. Just taking a practice shot. You can see how nice they are. Projected shuffleboard courts, the edges will not be cement, they will be treks, which are treks, you know, like treks decks, they last about 20 years. And the carpeting supposedly, taken care of, is a 20 year lasting carpet. Okay, so this first vendor was Nitty Sports. Along with Florida, and their cost for two courts, $44,750. These are just back up for a second. Those, Nick did these courts. These are Nick's courts. And, like I say, they've got eight of them. What else? Okay. Which vendor is this? Oh yeah, this is Beck Sports. This was the other vendor that we got the quote from. They're also based out of Florida. Their price of the two courts was $36,557. Both Beck's and Nitty had a 1 year guarantee. This next contractor is the one that we're hoping to go with, and that's called Sports. Okay. Oh, this is an illustration showing you what the carpet looks like. It's a special outdoor carpet made for bocce courts. These guys put up all sorts of, they put in all the bocce courts in like four different states. This is one particular company that we want to go with. They just do a fantastic job. But that's the carpet, and that's the weed that we like also. It's a much shorter weed, easier to roll a ball, and, okay. Sports Services came in at $28,900. Now, this price is being held for us until February 1st. These are the 2020 prices. So, they've given us a whole month of January to make a decision, get it approved. Everything is looking like the money, you have to give third. Third, to sign the contract, the third, once they begin, and then the third after completion. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but these guys are giving us a 2 year warranty. The other two companies are going to give us a 1 year warranty. Okay, so what we're going to be getting, 2 10 by 66.5 foot concrete courts with outdoor mat carpet glued down. Now, the courts that we have right now, they're 9 foot by, I think, 60. So these are going to be a little bit bigger, wider and bigger. And it's concrete. It's going to be one concrete slab, and in the middle, this is going to be stamped concrete. Also coming with the court, they're going to be giving us 8 bocce ball racks, 2 sets of official bocce balls from Polina, 2 scoreboards, 4 inch by 6 inch synthetic sideboard with the Trex sideboard, complete around the court. And well, it's going to be stamped concrete in the middle, between the two bocce courts. Oh, yeah. As far as the colors concerned, it comes in different colors, and it would be up to the board and whoever's present to make a decision on what color they want to go with. Both six or eight colors they can go with. Okay, and that's basically the design on the new court. Like I say, these guys have been in business, they've been in business since 1998. So they've been in business for 23 years. They're a good company. So the Bocce Ball Committee would like the trustees to make a motion to award the contract to Sports Services, not only because they received this, they're the ones that follow through the most. They're located in West Palm. That's the office that we're going to be dealing with. They have four offices in the state of Florida. Based on price, quality of workmanship, vendor support for the last 7 months, which we've been working with them since May of 20, that we can have been work to complete these tests. We would also like 10 new bocce benches. We're going to need benches. The chairs that we have right now, they're breaking. A couple of guys have fallen and hurt themselves. The cost of 6 foot chairs, like the ones we have right now, would be 15 plus, I don't know. But they're $459 a piece. And we need a lot of $800 shipping and $125 free. Okay. Sounds like a lot of money, guys. I know it does, but the money is not, I just want to emphasize this. In other words, I was talking about even if it was my own money. We all save money in the bank. We all we have money for a rainy day, whatever the case may be. We also have money for spendable money. Okay, we like to go and eat, we like to do this, we like to do that, we like to improve a home. And this is something that we can use, and it's going to last for a long, long time. There's going to be a lot of people once this pandemic is over. Like I say, anybody can play this game, and it's a lot of fun. Shuffleboard is the same way. We're going to get the shuffleboard courts fixed. At one time, I think they had over 100 people playing shuffleboard. And what's the names, the regular names? That comes down, okay. Yeah, this that they use and we want the name light up. And the benches that we're going to get, we don't know even things. Okay, something else. This is a list of the bottom players that play on Wednesday and Friday at 9 o'clock. That's going to be a list of the regulars. And there's going to be more. I mean, these bottom players are probably going to be used every day. You're going to have women playing now, women's leagues, you're going to have mixed leagues, just like it happened with the pool league. It's going to get people out, sick and tired of being at home. And you don't think you can do it? Yeah, you can. You can do it. It's a lot of fun. So, the committee would like to thank you for your time and consideration. We held that one for approval of this great new project. And we hope we can continue with other new projects, the holiday pops, whatever. If you have any questions, please ask at this time. Thank you very much. We have a question?
Yes, we do a motion and second and then vote on the question.
We're just talking about the benches. The shipping, I quoted $800 for, he said the shipping is free, so that's one thing we don't have to spend.
I'd like to make a motion and go along the record. recommendation on this committee.
Before discussion, aren't we supposed to have a motion?
Hey, Terry, you made a motion.
Marsha Shearer has some.
In that price, is that also taking out the support that we have?
Absolutely, removing everything that, removing the whole line of that. Same place. And you know, if this thing takes off, we still have room on the left hand side because that's where the horseshoe board is. And believe me, this thing is going to take off.
You don't think you can have fun that working?
Well, I know, and, you know, we're 55, okay, and, Woody, where is Woody? He's one of our better players, and Woody started that last year, and we were seeing my client did it, and Tom Wood, Woody was, and you can't see his face right now, but when he plays something, he's all smiling. He can't wait for Wednesday to try it once. And you know, you guys will do the same thing. I believe it's a lot of fun. Yes, that's going to be moved. That's going to be right in place. No need to add on to it. In fact, I think the manager said something about painting it, which I didn't know about, but I guess it's going to be painted as well.
Okay. What other activities come under that $60,000 umbrella that the
district? Did I answer that?
Well, I was looking at the district manager. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. What else is under all that?
We've been talking about this, the committee, myself, and we have a few ideas. I think we want to get this pretty much resolved and voted on, and then with a tiki at the end of it. These are discussions, nothing that's in stone. We had discussions on a pickleball court, which would be in back of the pool area, but the area where the horseshoes are, there's so many little hills and there's trees, and you can incorporate all that area into a putt-putt, and then at the end, you can have a little tiki area, and then all of the area that's paid can be for folks who can't participate, but they can be bystanders, they can watch people playing the putt-putt, the bocce, the shuffleboard. So it's been discussed, and I will be working very closely with the group. So we do have some ideas.
Now, it's too bad I didn't have pictures to show you the gameplay that you saw the bocce board. They had a TV bar. They had the 18-hole miniature golf. And we do have a room for that, okay? And we're going to have like $20,000 left over, and that was on 2020 budget. So
more than that, Mike.
Okay, but that's another question I was asking. What now is currently under that $60,000? Does that also cover the shuffleboard courts? I mean, what else comes out of that $60,000 now currently that that you still have to keep up maintenance on and repair on.
There's not, are you talking about repairs on the football court? There won't be any.
No. What facilities do you maintain as a district that comes out of that $60,000?
Whatever, either a pickleball court or a
pickleball court yet. What do we currently
You're talking own? About you're talking about repairs and maintenance.
Well, that's all I'm going to say.
Where is that? What is $60,000? What did you say? What's the line for that $60,000?
There's nothing else coming out of the 60, right? No one has come to us to ask to spend it. Is that what she's asking?
Regular budget, we have maintenance of ground. That this is not included on the meeting. This is like when you replace the roof, or you do that. It's a foundation thing. It's under the.
We're looking at that. Is that more
property? Yeah.
Okay. So that one item is $60,000.
No. That.
Well, what it says is, it says capital outlay, grounds equipment. It's kind of an umbrella type.
But I don't think what she's asking is, did that fall under our total budget for the year? I thought this was a separate fund that we have of our extra money. It's separate on our budget.
Yes.
This is not a budget. This is not money that comes from the every month budget.
These
are numbers of funds we have that are outside our yearly budget. These are so when we have to replace the roof on the building, we have a fund separate for that. This is if we have new equipment or replace. Buy support, put in a pickleball fund. We have funds that are outside the budget. We just keep the funds. Our budget is basically, so you know, it's a little over a million, but we have a couple million of funds. And so it's like outside.
That's accumulated.
This is not a part of our yearly budget.
So you're saying we're taking $30,000 out of the third.
I'm sorry.
We're
not taking anything out of the third.
No.
Okay, that makes sense. And we're talking about colors. We're talking about colors.
As far as the colors, in between the two fire colors, there's going to be cement. There's one more all the way across. That one that's not flushed on each side of the side of the west side, it's going to be a stamped concrete. You ever seen a stamped concrete?
Very expensive.
Yeah, it is very expensive. And that's going to be stamped concrete, but it'll come to pulse. So you just like you take your driveway or anything like that, yeah, and there's going to be different colors that they're going to walk off. And we're going to let the board and the participants, you know, take hold. And we can do that too. We want to get everybody because you know, the other thing is those people are playing. There's a lot more people out there who want to be too much for us to make it. So you're going to be out there. So you can help us decide too.
I didn't make a score on my holiday. Question. I know in the past, and I don't remember what year, HPPOA contributed funds for, I believe, the shells, our shells.
Yeah.
How much was it? I don't remember.
I was told that both projects were around $14,000.
Right, so we were into $14,000 in.
And it went out.
Now it's not working right. Yeah. We want another $30,000.
The original shell, what I've been playing on right now, we used to, there were 2 years now, that the original shell dissipated.
So basically they dissipate every 2 years, so every 2 years you need $14,000 of the shell. He's not,
that's a possibility.
One at a time, please.
When I did the shell block anymore,
okay.
That shell block is being removed. Now I'm going to use the vodka plugs when I have a cement base, and it's going to have that synthetic vodka trip.
Okay, and how long will that possibly erode?
There's no maintenance involved. They're saying if that's properly kept up, that grass will last 20 years.
What do you mean by properly kept up?
Properly maintained, clean, you know, the debris blown off it.
And who's going to do that?
Well, if it blow up, plug it in, hold it off.
Okay, yeah, who's going to do that? Maintenance for the company that claims
this is not. We do it ourselves. We do it.
Trying to borrow 1,000 little cord. 30 days quite a bit. And I think if you would possibly look at sort of stamp tree, which I know is very, very expensive, maybe consider putting AstroTurf or something in the middle.
I just have a question for you guys. Let's look back to 2 years ago. You were happy with watching all four of them. The one, the big one we put in afterwards, the one court that was there. We all played on it, and there was no problem. They separated from me, and we said, when we talked about getting more stuff from him, you guys said one court's good, the other court's bad, because it didn't have the right stuff. Okay, we can go through all this 2 years ago. So we got that stuff, $14,000. And I sat right here, and I researched it with Rob Benson, and the exact words the guy said to us was, you understand something. This takes time to break that power in to get it to where it works. And from day one, you guys refused to use the second floor. You refused to use it. You want to go down there, 25 guys, 30 guys playing on one court, and nobody playing on the second court because of all that first court. You never gave the second court the opportunity to do what this park paid $14,000.
That's not true.
You
can't
do it.
I understand your argument. You couldn't play on it because it wasn't clear. We play on it. That's what we're going to do. It's only one level. You look at the child and you see how a lot of that. That's not fair.
The problem is, somebody can go over.
Please get to a microphone, Sam. Joe, you're next.
The problem was not that we did what we did play on that court. But there was somebody that older guys that couldn't roll the ball down, get it all the way down to the end. So those guys were the ones that didn't want to play on it. It wasn't guys like him who rolled the ball inside. But
now you're talking about a
next.
Joe Little, 1031 District Court. Just have a question about funds that are going to be used for this that are coming out of the reserve. Can you tell me how much money is in that reserve right now for the park?
There are several different funds. This one we're working on here is the $60,000.
I understand that. No, I mean, part of the board's job is to hold money back in reserve to replace the roof on this building, to replace the infrastructure, to work on our roads and all that stuff. When I think of reserve, that's what I think of. So you're using reserve money for this. So how much is that going to deplete we give, you know, the money for this project, how much is that going to deplete our reserve for maintaining our infrastructure in the park?
Each reserve is separate.
How many reserve accounts are there?
We do, and we'll be working more closely this budget season than we have in the past. We have things maturing like the roof. We probably have another 10 to 12 years of time that we start funding that. The roads, the pool resurfacing, replacement of the deck, all of these items need attention, and especially the dining hall. This building right now definitely needs to be funded. So yes, there's several reserve accounts, which will be definitely working closely this year, this budget season.
So my position would be that before we make any commitment to this money, that those reserve accounts all be reviewed and make sure that we have sufficient funds in those reserve accounts to do that and we could talk about in 10 years if we have enough money. Or are we going to need to, you know, press budget in a couple of years for increasing reserve accounts?
Yeah.
I think we should just budget for this kind of stuff.
But this month,
put it in the budget. Next year, we're going to feel terrible. Or put it in the budget. Next year, we're going to do this and that. The full out of reserves. I'm just a little concerned about
that. We have reserves, and we put something in each reserve each year, so it will be fulfilled when the time is supposed to be. I'm not saying we can change that, but the roads are completely set up because they're not going to be doing all the roads right away. So we build these reserves up right now. This is a reserve budget. And again, not budget, but it is, this reserve is for that. This was set for that condition. So, I mean, it's a reserve by that much money.
These reserve accounts are not really what reserve accounts from an HOA perspective. They're just like accounts that are set aside for the project. Infrastructure and upkeep, like by law, we require to reserve so much money back for big projects.
I'm not here agreeing to all the work. Knowing our budgets in a long time, to put it into perspective for the people who are asking questions. We bring in, I'm going to use a round figure, $1,300,000 a year, okay? For other than 2 years ago, we only ever spent $1,200,000. It left this park $100,000 every year. And that $100,000, we would find something to spend it. We always did, trust me. Okay? 2 years ago, we were paying $20,000 a month per month. $240,000 was the park. So your budget was $1,300,000. Now you're actually only going to spend $1 million. We're going to have $100,000 before 240, so you have $340,000 left every year. You go and look at our budget right now. It states out there on that sheet: $1,300,000 coming in, $1,300,000 going out. What we've done is we've taken the $240,000 that was our loan money, and we stuck it into these three, four, those five, what they classify it as, five categories. Okay? I don't care what the five categories are. We do have the money. It's just where do we what time and for what proportion of people. You can argue with me all day, I don't know where you stand or what you read, but that's the bottom line. It's a very simple way to like. Does anyone have a question on the way I explained it?
It has nothing to do with the amount of savings we have.
But we still have $1 million. We're required by law to run somewhere between 50 and 60% of our annual budget in reserve. That's what the state says that the park must do. So if your budget is $1.3 million and 50%, it's $650,000. We must be in it legally. We always run over $1 million. So we are well staffed.
And that's what we're talking to reserve has nothing to do with that, which is in our savings account.
Right, that's wherever we put it, which is not permitted. We never want to put it in the current account. It's another thing. We are going to owe this one $1 million. But we have $1 million coming. And we will continue. Right now, unless there's, if there's a tragedy, guys, we pay for insurance. Free carry our insurance is going to put a new building up for us. Okay? We have the money for different things. I'm going to be coming to you in 1 month. I'm going to tell you right now. I've got a presentation coming for a new gate system. It's not going to be cheap. So you got to decide. Sorry, just so you know. Some things take care of 50 people. Some people take, some projects will take care of 700 projects. This is my problem. Okay? Your number says you're taking care of 50 people. This room, we just said, oh, it's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. How many people are affected to use this kitchen this time? Now we're up to 50% of the market. When we talk about upgrading our gate system, which is nobody going to disagree with us on, that's 100% of the people who use the park. But we need to think along the line, where does the money go?
I think there's enough money to do both projects. Oh, my God.
I'll bring it in ready to make a vote on this.
No, I'm not calling you. I don't have anything against Bocce. I don't know the game. But I kind of have a feeling like we're spending $30,000+ on a game that might benefit 50 people. When we have issues with our park that need $30,000 more attention. I'm a little concerned about only benefiting 50 people when we have 700+ people in the park that we benefit from our road structure, our sewer structure, our sidewalks, things of that nature. And I know I'm very happy to hear about it, and I understand it. But it is a concern, and I just want to voice my concern that are we benefiting everyone in the park by $250,000 for this project? And it is why the project that we should just consider 50 people are for the
I have a couple of questions too. Years back, I played bocce, and it was always on gravel. Now, what happened to that is you play bocce on gravel instead of having a plane on green grass. I don't understand that. Now, what is the length of the court? Is there a special length of courts?
Yes.
Okay, if there's a special length of the courts, and you had it on a certain length, why do you have to extend it more?
It was 60 feet, I think it's being extended now to 6 feet.
6 inches.
Yes.
But, you know, we're a 35-year-old group. You want to be playing bocce on the grass, but that's where originally happens to play board. You want to have somebody twist their ankle or break their leg or whatever the case may be. In complexes like ours, bocce is one of the things. That's you know, 20%.
Bocce has been around for a long time.
Yes, it has.
My problem is with it. I feel like you can play on dirt just as well as you can play on this grass. I mean, I played for years and years and I haven't been playing this way. So,
sure. And you played on gravel?
We played on gravel.
And the side of the tracks. So, yeah, if you have a track, that's all good. Okay. And this track is going to be on cement. It's not going to be in the dirt.
It's a long, long track.
So the base of the last one.
Why not just start off and start with five or four? If you have 50 people, I guarantee you they're going to trip. Okay? And they'll be playing five on this as much as they'll be playing pool. Not they're playing pool 6 days a week for this game. The guys are playing twice, the girls are playing twice, and the idea is fellows playing twice. All that didn't happen until we modified and beautified the pool hall. We set it, we added another pool table, we reserved the pool deck, pool table. All of a sudden, everybody's coming out of the woodwork. So, the money I think is some money is to be made to spend. And what good is it?
We lost everybody. Somebody's mic has to be turned on. I think Cindy's computer died.
But then hopefully after that. Especially now that we're not paying interest, just like Bob said, our bank account's going to be growing. And if the catastrophe did happen, yes, we have insurance for it. If the building falls down, we get a whole new building.
Thank you, Jeff. Let's go on. Joe, thank you very much for your support. I do have a concern about the 14 cement. This is Florida. You can just walk around the driveway. You see a lot of cracks in cement. It's a sand-based environment. Did this company tell you guys that they show you maybe 20-year-old reports on cracks and if the reports do crack, what happens then? You're going to have this carpeting on top of that, and then the ball's going to go this way and that way. It seems like a bad base from where I'm from Florida, where cement tends to move a lot from everything. You put cement on sand, you never get a result. This is my opinion.
There is going to be remodeling the cement.
Other questions, comments?
There's an airport flying from neighborhood. A few years ago, we spent about $150,000 to $60,000 in this building to rearrange the rooms, rearrange and put the pool wall, the cot room, those rooms back there. We wasted a lot of money, which really shouldn't have been wasted. And whatever. We need to upgrade our facilities. I think we should vote for the bocce ball courts. Let's start getting things fixed and made in this time.
All right, board, you ready for a decision? Motion is made. All courts from court surfaces for $30,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Nay.
Individual. Okay, let's show of hands. All in favor say aye. Opposed?
Can you ask her if she has a vote? My computer again.
Cheryl? Yes, I voted yes.
Just waiting for a vote from Cheryl if she feels
I voted yes.
Cheryl?
I voted yes. I think I heard the motion is for sports surfaces. Is that correct?
For the bocce.
For the bocce court. Just know, people need to know that I know that's the best deal, and that's the one the committee's recommending.
I think
other ones,
Cheryl, just, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think the vote is to accept the renovation of the bocce. Am I right or wrong, guys? Right, for the two new bocce courts. And then, yeah, I guess that's what it was, yes or no.
From these people?
Yes.
Okay. Well, since that's the only current active legal quote that we've got here, then that's the one we're going to receive. The other ones are outdated anyways. Just wanted to say. I know it's a good quote and it's where we ought to go, but and I voted yes to have the bocce courts redone.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're 6-3, wasn't it?
7-2.
7-2. Okay.
Hey Jack, I'm not coming up. What about the bench?
Yes, I asked Gary if that included benches.
It's 33,490 total.
How many?
33,490, and that includes 10 benches. With free delivery.
Okay, so you're right, you're not.
So 33,420, including 10 benches. No, free shipping.
Free shipping.
Okay, board, let's backtrack and if we have an amendment that will approve
33,420.
490. And I make a motion to increase the bocce ball.
93,490.
Okay, it was amended.
Is there a second to the amendment?
I think a motion.
Oh,
we increased, instead of amending the one to I make a motion we increase the bocce ball to 33,500.
There is a second. 33,500. Harry?
Yes.
Okay. Call a question. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Yeah. All right.
Sure.
No.
I voted yes.
Cheryl, you approve?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it still 7-2?
ACC update. ACC, the Architectural Review Committee, is some candidates to.
Can you see the microphone, please?
Jim, can you tell me how many members are on the ACC?
Seven.
Okay. And how many do we have now?
Anybody know?
We had none.
And from my file, I noticed that I had an application from Marty Peterson in December that had come to Joanne's attention as vice chairman. And the second one I have from Thomas Clark on Park Report for the ACC board position. Anybody else have any other information about candidates? So I guess my next step will be to check to see who the four are that are on the board now. Three? Three are on the board now? Okay. And
one
once more.
One leaves in April.
Steve Okay.
So check to see who are the folks that are on there now and what are the possibilities of getting some additional people so that they can operate. In the past, when we were running short, the board was acting on some of the applications that people put in. Where are they now? Are they in limbo or not? Anybody have an idea? But the office can't elect, or I mean, can't
connect. They can send somebody on the ACC and send it to
Okay. We'll check that out.
We have Steve Steve Ambrose, and I believe he's leaving in April, is it?
No. What do you have for ACC? How many applicants
have I have one. I have two applicants, as Jack had said, one from Marty Peterson. The other one is from Tom Clark.
People waiting judgment on their places to go to the ACC board and get approval.
They have to be voted on, I guess, and that would be Marty Peterson.
I don't know.
We have two applications. Marty.
But she's asking for people who want action from the ACC board.
I'm so sorry. I know we have a brand new home coming in right across from Jim. They haven't brought in their paperwork yet. Currently, right now, I don't think we have anything pending. I'll have to double check if something may have come in today. I apologize. Oh my God. Of course it is. Absolutely. I don't see Ron in here.
Moving on to number 5.
I have to bump out a little more. So if we don't have an ACC, or we don't have enough members, what do we do if we need something accomplished? The board will take care of that for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Who's speaking about us? Cherie, are you saying something about item 13, the about us book? That's on the agenda.
Cheryl, do you want to get in on this as well?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what we're talking about.
Retract that thing, Joanne. We have more than one application, okay, for ACC. I'll go through these, and this is something that our board of trustees will have to deal with, okay? Right.
All right, are we talking then?
Okay, this is about the About Us book. Cheryl's gonna talk about it a little bit. We've been working very hard on this. Actually, Cheryl and Stacy have been working very hard diligently on this. and I'm going to let her talk about it. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Thank you. Can everybody hear me?
Before
I get started. All right. Last summer, I started proofreading, actually my trustee book, which happens to be a lot of the same information that's in our About Us book, a lot of the same documents. When I got back in October, I had a brief meeting with Lori about proofreading and how we can make changes and all, what needs to be done. And while we were looking at it, I realized one thing over the summer is what was in my trustee book, what was in the About Us book, and what was on the web were all different dates. So on different documents. So obviously there was a need to update. And I know Cherie has said in the past about getting this up About Us book updated, which is probably something that ought to be looked at at least once every 2 years and maybe even annually. So with Lori leaving and Stacy stepping in, she took the bull by the horns and started doing some research and proofreading. And she has created the draft documents, as you'll see, with watermarks on them so that we know they're in draft, making some just clerical changes, grammatical and proofreading type stuff. We found out that some things had not actually been updated when the trustees had voted on them. She went back and did research and found the minutes that it was voted on. So she has attached this in your book. I don't have the whole thing yet, right, Stacy? Because there was a little more she was working on before I left Florida to come up here. But I believe everybody down there has the whole thing. Stacy, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So she has done a beautiful job giving you guys the draft and what changes have been made. What I am asking, and Cherie and Stacy is asking, is if everybody would please go through this carefully, see what you see. All of you have been here a lot longer than the three of us. You may find some things in there that look different to you. What we're looking for is if you see something that should be different, you got to prove that it should be different. You've got to find the minutes of where it was done. Stacy's done her homework and done it all. And I think with everybody's input that we will get this document done pretty quickly. She's done a lot of legwork on this. And it's not going to be easy to proofread. You guys have got a lot of work ahead of you, but it's got to get done. Maybe in the future, what we can do is we can break those documents up, and maybe you want to do it now. Maybe a person, you know, each person can take one or two documents. I think two sets of eyes on one document is a good thing, just to make sure we're all seeing the same thing. And let's get it done.
We need to get a different type of binder so when we do have the changes, it's not going to be ridiculous to change it in something that's affordable. Stacy and I are researching that right now to find something that's affordable where we can just switch out a page. Yeah, we'll figure out some kind of binder where we can give these to all of our new owners, our new renters, residents, which isn't going to kill us money-wise.
Right. Paper's expensive, and we don't like wasting it. So,
well, the binder itself, the way they're bound now, it's almost impossible to get them out.
Oh, that machine, I used to use that in my old office, those plastic spines. They're so hard to get all the nubbies in there. So I know, I've had to update a lot like that. I'm sure there's other options that we can research and get. So I'm asking that the board please proofread. And I don't know. Tell me, Stacy, what do you think? I was thinking take a document at a time and work on it for a few days. Email you and all the trustees so that you don't get the same recommendations from nine of us if they see something. So if somebody catches something or has, you know, a recommending a change, all the trustees see it, and then lights go on, and we all come to this same point of view here. What do you guys think?
I think it's a good idea. I'm just hoping that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because we have a lot of things going on in the office, and Stacy has pretty much spent the entire week, 2 weeks. How long, Stacy? I mean, it's been 8 hours.
It's a long time. I know.
It's been close to a month that I've been on this solid.
That need to be done, and she still needs to learn, and this, and I'm really glad it's happening, and I'm really glad we're getting it finished. However, we have a lot of things that still need to be done in the office. So if we can keep that into consideration and try to get this done.
Okay. So maybe we should set a time limit to have all of our proofreading done prior to our next meeting. Not that the book has to be done at that next meeting, but our legwork, our reading is done. I might add, and this can go out to ACC people, I don't know how this has happened, but apparently some of the stuff that's on Stacy's computer is in a PDF form, difficult to find in a Word. It cannot be updated if it's not in Word. So if ACC creates their own document and sends it to the office, it has to be sent as a Word document. And Stacy will now begin, she already has begun, filing her documents in a master folder so that she can go to all one place instead of searching all over the computer for different documents. There's a master file, a master folder, where everything gets saved in that folder so that the whatever is there is the most recent document. Because it has been a hassle trying to find them all. So in the end, it's going to be simple as can be the next time something gets updated. Please, trustees, read, read, read.
Follow up.
Can't hear.
Turn the mic on. Shree, ask Jack to turn his mic on.
Or get closer. And then turn yours off.
You want it to be unmuted? Okay, back to business that we started, suspended, and now want to take up again. I guess one of the things I'm lacking is the memo email from our attorney. I don't have that, and I feel uncomfortable talking about this at this point without that background. Yes.
Thank you.
Department of Health number that somebody had posted on Holiday Park Living, and I turned in my number and birth date and all this stuff, and will wait for somebody to call me and tell me somebody's got the shot. Yeah. I got right on to the Florida Department of Health, but I didn't get any schedule yet. Okay. Get back to our treasurer kind of situation. Anybody have a motion to make to deal with this? You made that a motion, Cindy. You made that as a motion.
Can it be repeated? I can't hear it. What's the motion?
I don't even think this needs to be brought up as a motion. The reason why the bylaws say he cannot do it, it's not up to you to say whether he can do it or not. The bylaws say he cannot hold the position. If he can, if you vote for him to hold the position, every one of you are going to file. every one of you are going against what our lawyer has said. Sherry's vote. Cindy has it in effect. Sherry has it in effect. And I'm sure by now Jack Everett has it in effect. It's not up for a vote. It's up for he must resign because of the bylaws, because the lawyer has already backed up that he cannot hold that office. It's not up for a vote. It's not up for a second. We don't even need to do that. Uphold your bylaws, please.
May I speak? This is Sherry Moore.
I understand. Very simple. Cindy, are you going to be the new treasurer of the park? Is that what you're saying? Because the other people are all saying no. You're the only person that said no, so you're going to want to be the treasurer.
Exactly.
He can resign that position. So if nobody else here is going to take the position, what position does that put the board into? They're all voting that they have the right. But wait a second. They have the right to say, yes, I want Keith to remain on. Read your bylaws. Your bylaws allow that. It takes me. Okay. Okay, and then what I'm saying to you is, if nine people say yes to Keith, then Keith remains on. That's what our bylaws say.
Yeah.
Like I say, I think we're glad to. So nine people here, if they all say, if eight people say yes at this point, and you would be the only one saying no, you have that right. But therefore, if nobody else is going to take the treasurer position, you have to reconsider your position and maybe say, it sounds like the majority wants this, and I should go with it, because nobody else is going to be treasurer. That's where I think this is. Let's boil it down to what's going to happen. Nobody else wants to be treasurer. They don't think he's doing a good job. So, and Bob, I don't want to sound bad. You're making yourself look
kind of disrespect.
I think I'm supposed
to. No, you're doing it.
So just think about that. And I think it's all coming down to me saying, you know, unfortunately, we have to make a decision. We've got eight other people that don't. You're the only one. If you say you want to be director and they'll give up the position, if you can do that, they can move myself out of that position and move into another one. But I will say this, at the last meeting you were asked an assistant director, and I believe you said no in that position. So you didn't want to be in the directory type position. So think about this vote from that standpoint, and then the board can move on.
Can I just speak? Are we supposed to have a motion prior to having any discussion?
Second of all, this is in our board job description. If you look at that, you will find this. It says, in the absence of a treasurer, which if he has stepped down, which he should step down, the assistant treasurer shall assume and perform all duties of the treasurer. She doesn't have a choice. She doesn't have a choice. She was voted in as assistant treasurer. Am I correct or am I wrong? If Jack would give up his position today, what would happen? Who's the first place chair? You would automatically step into that position. Am I correct? And so far down the line, when she agreed to take assistant treasurer, she agreed if anything happened to the treasurer, which the bylaws state, you can't have it. She must step into that position.
Hello. May I speak? This is Sherry Moore here. Can you hear me?
Bruce. Can we please have respect? Let's not be making noise.
Our goal in here is to enjoy ourselves. We had a very good park for many, many years. In the last 5 or 6 years, it turned to hush in planning because new people have come in and tried to totally renovate and change what we have done. If you go to a court of law, which I have prosecuted cases, and you can prove that an organization has gone against their bylaws and created other things outside of what the bylaws have said, and you can prove it, the court will uphold that decision. I filed charges on board member a number of years ago, missing 8 out of 10 meetings. They had to hold a special meeting, and I think Joanne was the chairman at the time. They voted to do absolutely nothing, which was totally against the bylaws. So we don't uphold our bylaws. We haven't in the past many, many times. In March of 2016, we hired a new manager. From the day he came into this park, he was stealing money from us. Several of the board members knew this. In May, the chairman resigned. The secretary and the chairman resigned. Keith took over because he was the first vice chair. They voted 2 new people on the board, and they reorganized the board totally against our bylaws because we have a succession in our bylaws. They didn't make me chairman. They put in a new person totally against our bylaws. I found out about money being stolen by this man. I did the investigation on it. I presented it right up there on the screen to 175 people in this room. They didn't fire me. They didn't have me arrested. I went to the chairman's house, laid it all on the table, and I said, your job is to call the Pompey Police Department, have them taken out of here in handcuffs, and he refused. Later on, it cost us $11,000 to get rid of it, to accept the resignation. That's bullshit, folks. Also during this time, he let the manager fire our office secretary, who we had for 6 or 7 years. Totally pathetic, but it happened. Our bookkeeper, who we had for 8 or 9 years, Sandy Brown, she said she was going to resign because she could lose her state licenses over. She resigned. We lost our bookkeeper. Nobody gave a crap. And when I finally filed charges against the treasurer and assistant treasurer, once again, the board did nothing about it. I have written proof that they knew he was stealing. I have written proof. If by that had the people arrested, they would have had to arrest 5 board members, or at least 4 people. So many, many times we've not followed our bylaws. I think we should leave it alone. Keith is a good treasurer. Let's support him. Leave the damn guy in there and let's get on.
Just because we have not followed our bylaws in the past, and you hear what the man was saying, he condemned everyone that did that. Condemned everyone that didn't live up to our bylaws. That's the way you want to be remembered. You want to be remembered as you didn't follow the bylaws also. I think now is the time to straighten that out. Let's live by our rules, regulations, our bylaws, our constitutions, by our data restrictions. Let's make this board accountable. For what they do and what they say. Like I said, and I'll say it again, I'm thinking it's not for a it's an automatic. It is our bylaw. Please, don't be a year or 2 years from now, somebody comes up to this microphone and says, this guy didn't listen to the bylaw. Is that the way you want to do it? That's all I have to say.
May I speak?
Guys,
construction at the beginning. And I was so happy because you were really completing something good. I wasn't going to bring this up to me, but somebody tried to get me in trouble. And today, and I'm going to tell you, I think it's so childish. They sent an email to the office. Bob sent an email to the office trying to get me off the board. Okay? I'm a fighter. But I'm not going to take over the treasurer's job right now because I don't know enough about it. I just stepped into this. Okay? But you don't have to be incriminating, trying to be, I don't know the word I'm so mad right now, that you have to send a letter saying something against me, and I get both the copies of the letter. I think that's so cruel. I was out there doing good for people, giving this a safe place out there for people to come to those gates, and we're going to be bringing gates up. And it was longer, it was my idea. Right? And these guys all went along with it. If this is where you want to treat people here or be on the board, I don't want to be on it. That's why I don't keep on it. That's right. Because we've got people like Bob.
I'll back with it. Oh, yeah.
I made it accepted to learn what's going on here, and he was going to help me. But I don't know enough to take over right now what he's been doing all these years. Okay, so you can Annette Reyes 409. Now I can speak from personal experience about when you accept the position of assistant secretary, your responsibility for no, you will let me talk.
Annette, quiet, or I'll send you out.
I'm speaking. I have to see you about the thing. See you about
the
thing. Annette. Let me tell you, our secretary, the responsibilities of a board member. You are there, and you accept the responsibility.
Quiet.
Excuse me, Bruce Kraft, well, money from Neighborhood Court. He is the chairman, and you should respect that.
Yes,
right. I want to tell you something. This factor is going to lose all the good people that want to sit on these boards because of this kind of crap. And I think it's about time it ends. And Bob, when the chair resigned, you didn't accept the chair, but you resigned too.
How do they hear me? How can you hear me, guys? Can I talk? Guys, can you hear me yet? Hello? What is going on?
He is an absolute risk. And Allison and him, they tried to destroy this freaking property. I know that, you and Terry. I know about it.
No one else wants that position. It takes super majority vote of 6, not 9. 6. Yeah, I'll try it.
Question, you had just
I would like to put Blair Hazard Theater on the agenda because we need to come to a resolution. The best thing that I would suggest, get a hold of the lawyer. I know. I'm hoping it's on the next agenda because I would like to pass a resolution. Yeah.
Hey, you're nobody.
Adjourned?
And she uncovered many purchases.
Did we vote on that?
Yes.
It was in the midst of that heated debate.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I missed that.
Well, that's what.
So did I.
So to
re-explain.
Yes. She told them I crucified her.
All right. I'm going to close the meeting out. Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
No, we'll have to talk later. Thank you, Stacy.
You're welcome, Cheryl. Bye-bye. Good to see you. Bye.
Hello, doggy.